Assalamu alaikum, everyone. Welcome to the Muslim Philanthropy Podcast. Today we have on a special guest, Zahib Beg, and he is the Chief Kindness Officer of Zahib Helps Us and has been nominated for the Outstanding Youth category for the Muslim Philanthropy Awards. Welcome to the show, Zahib.
Thank you.
So, really, congratulations on the nomination. It's really inspiring to see all of the work that you're doing. And I'd like you to share just kind of more about somebody who inspires you and the work that you do at Zahib Helps Us.
Okay, so some people that inspired me are my mother and my mother's mother. My mother, because she always tells me to be kind and help others, even if it's hard, like at this time. And my mother's mother, because my grandmother, because she is a great doctor and also takes time to spend with her family, like my mom and me and my sister, and she cooks good food for us while doing all her work.
That's really important. And you know, doctors are playing such a pivotal role and are so important, especially during this time.
And she's also a frontline worker.
Oh, yeah. So is that really why you learned about all the help that they needed? And tell us a little bit more about some of the PPE and supplies that you collected for frontline workers.
No, I kind of got started because it all started with my aunt. She said that she needed some headgear to use for protective equipment. And she asked my mom for swim caps because she swims a lot. So she borrowed those. And then I kind of got the idea that maybe we could use shower caps for headgear. And I remembered that they were at hotels because every time we went there, I saw them. So I started calling hotels with my mom. And not only did they give me shower caps, they also gave me masks and gloves. And then we stopped at my mom wanted us to stop at 3,000. But that same day, I saw that the National Cathedral gave 5,000, and I felt like I wanted to beat them. So I asked my mom if I could do some more, and she said, yeah. And then we didn't stop till we reached 6,000.
Wow.
And then we donated them to the hospital.
That's real. You know how I asked you who inspires you? Just hearing the story, you inspire me, Zahib. That's really cool.
Thank you.
So with all of this work that you've been doing, eventually President Obama heard about you and tweeted about you as well. So when did you find out that happened?
I found out when I was in the middle of my virtual school. When I was about to sign off, my mom said, I have a surprise. So I walked out my bedroom door and I went to see what it was. And my mom said, Barack Obama tweeted about you. And I said, are you kidding me? And he said, no. And then she showed me the tweet on her phone.
Oh, my God. And that's so amazing because your efforts should be applauded. And it's really great that you were recognized on such a global level for all of the things that you're doing. And it makes me proud to see that you were recognized as well.
I also can't believe that I got nominated.
No, we're so excited for this nomination as well. And I think it goes to show that everybody has a role to play and everybody can make a difference. And just how you felt so inspired to help frontline workers, there's dozens, if not hundreds, of stories of people doing similar work every day. So we're really grateful for you to be doing this and giving you some more recognition for the work that you're doing as well.
Thanks.
In terms of, you know, what you've been doing since donating that PPE to some of the hospitals and working with those hotels. So, what is a typical day in the life of Zohaib?
Well, I wake up very early at around 7:15. I get ready for school and go to school. I get picked up around 3 o'clock. I come home and I'm very busy with soccer, golf, and swimming. And then I usually have one of those. After that, I come back from dinner and we usually play a board game. I like to play my dad in chess or sometimes challenge my mom in Scrabble. Then I go upstairs, get ready for bed, and check my email. And because I go to sleep earlier than my sister, and because she doesn't go to school, she tucks me in and I read her favorite book.
Nice.
The projects you're working on.
I like the auction.
Mm-hmm.
And some other projects that I'm working on are I'm getting restaurants, golf courses, hotels, and spas for the frontline workers that are going to be auctioned for like the 2020 iNova's gala. They're going to be auctioned, and that and then the money from the auction will be used to get kind of apps for the frontline workers and snacks to eat while they're in the middle of their shifts.
That's really important. Got to keep them energized and motivated.
Yeah.
It's really cool to see the work that you're doing with the frontline workers and their gala coming up. And you've also helped and been recognized in Bravery Magazine alongside Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. What was that article about?
So it kind of told me what I was doing. It kind of told in the magazine what I was doing and ha how I ca got sick, and I gave that the PPE to that specific hospital because that's how they helped me, so now I want to help them in this specific time. Also important to me because when I was in the hospital, I got many visitors like fairies and magicians. And now in this COVID, they don't get any visitors. So I decide to write handwritten letters and other good and give other goodies to them. Also the Bravery magazine.
Yeah, in the magazine they showed some of the letters that you sent, and so it's
Yeah.
really cool for you to share that, and I'm sure it means a lot to the people who receive it, especially during this time when, like you said, their friends or families can't necessarily visit them due to COVID-19.
Yeah.
You talked a little bit about Make a Difference Day, how did you get involved? You mentioned your aunt also helped with the idea to help out and do other things. Is there anything else that you'd like to share that we didn't talk about?
No, not really. I don't think so.
You want to talk about the Leukemia Foundation?
Oh
The
yeah,
Leukemia
and
Foundation.
the yeah, looking in the Leukemia Foundation, I think it has different events and it also donates a lot to the St. Jude's Children's Hospital in New York.
And so they can make a difference.
Yeah, and they do Make a Difference Day with cities all over the world.
Wonderful. And I think St. Jude's is a fantastic organization. They do a lot of great work to help children with cancer and all of the other causes that you're passionate about. They're very lucky to have you as an ambassador and helping raise awareness about all of these issues. And I can't wait to see all of the great things you're going to do, Zahib.
Thank you.
Wonderful. All right. Well, you can hear more about Zahib and all of the other nominees at our annual symposium where we're hosting the Muslim Philanthropy Awards. So please do join us on Saturday, November 14th. And our special guest speaker will be Hasan Minhaj, along with so many other community members, talking about the role of zakat and sadaqah in social justice, and also how nonprofits are creating a better tomorrow. So thank you for tuning in.
Bye.
Bye.